Jules! I'm glad I found you. Did the hay bales get delivered?
Wait, is that what got delivered earlier?
Yeah, I was gonna have a petting zoo for a garden party, but...
In my garden?
Well, it's a community garden for the complex, right? I mean, either way, well, change of plans. They're swinging by to pick up the hay, but I gotta get back to the office. Thanks for understanding.
Hey, everyone. I'm Jules Anthony.
And I'm James Ochoa.
Welcome to The Complex, a podcast about ADHD with, fittingly, a slightly different format. Basically, I am the idealistic apartment manager and owner of a new building called The Complex. The place is full of eclectic tenants that I have absolutely no idea how to manage, so I seek out help.
And that's where I come in. Jules starts coming to me to understand more about ADHD, and all the while recounting moments from life at the complex. You'll be listening in on these sessions and hearing each of these ridiculous moments played out in front of you.
Yep. Now, just to be clear, ADHD is real, but the characters and personalities in this story are fictional. Any resemblance they have to someone in real life is pure coincidence. So, if you will, sit back, relax, and I hope you enjoy life at The Complex.
The Complex is sponsored by Focus Forward, Navigating the Storms of Adult ADHD by James Ochoa. Learn about the emotional distress syndrome and how to successfully navigate the ups and downs of the ADHD life. Get Focus Forward in audio, print, or ebook format at Amazon or jamesochoa.com.
Oh, hey, you must be Jules Anthony. Welcome to the Life Empowerment Center. It's great to meet you.
Hey, sorry, I'm so late. Time always seems to get away from me.
Oh, don't worry, it's nothing new to me. We know a lot about being late in this office. I've been doing this 28 years, and I joke that I usually take my 10-minute break at the beginning of the hour rather than the end. Hey, would you like some water, coffee, tea?
Oh, some water would be great. Yeah, thanks.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Let's see. James Ochoa, licensed professional counselor, St. Ed's University, Masters of Education in Counseling and Guidance. Oh, a Himalayan salt lamp and a fountain. Wow, he has so many weird toys in here, too. Oh, what is that? Focused Forward by James Ochoa? I didn't know he wrote a book.
Yep, I wrote a book. It took me 27 years to write. That's how long it took me to figure out the emotional stress of ADHD, which the book is about. Hey, go ahead and have a seat anywhere.
Wait, so is ADHD your specialty?
Yeah, it is. But tell me, how can I help you today?
Well, you know, I don't really think I need therapy per se, but I thought it'd be good to just talk to somebody because a ton of stress has been building up in my life recently.
Okay, sounds like a good place to start.
Well, yeah, I mean, the people in my apartment complex are driving me insane, for one.
What, are these your neighbors?
Well, sort of. I mean, I live there, but I also own the building and manage it. It's called The Complex, and it's not just a regular apartment building. It's kind of a lifelong dream of mine, actually. It's a green-built, co-housing, sustainable development. Everyone has their own space, but we also share common areas, almost like a dorm. There's ride sharing, there's a food garden, and people take turns harvesting and watering the plants, or at least theoretically they do. And I have great tenants, different ages, different backgrounds, all really interesting people, but times like this morning just make me want to walk away and never come back.
Knock it off, Bernard! I'm trying to sleep right now!
Hey, Amanda. Is there a problem?
Seriously, Jules, my last caffeine just wore off, and I swear, Bernard plays that trumpet every morning like it's his day job.
I mean, it is his day job. You can't be a musician if you don't practice.
Can he not do it so early?
Well, it's 11 a.m., but sure, I'll talk to him.
I don't know why I always leave everything to the last minute. I had a geography project I had to finish last night, and I couldn't get it started until, like, midnight. Then I realized I had to go out and get a bunch of sticky notes because I had run out. I always do this.
Don't be so hard on yourself. I'm sure you'll do great on that project. Cute pajamas, by the way. Is that the fish from Finding Dory?
No. They're queen angelfish pajamas. Duh. Are they fish from Finding Dory?
Oh, joy. Another thing to add to the list. Bernard, you got a sec?
Morning, Jules. How are you this fine day?
I'm doing all right. Listen, I wanted to
Did
talk
you to you... Did you catch the comet last night?
Was there a comet last
Hannah's
night?
Hannah's Comet. Comes around every 82 years on the lunar calendar, and it blows my mind every time. Anyway, I got a little musical phrase out of watching it, kind of a snippet, and I'm working it into my concerto for household objects in A-flat with tritones.
Actually, I wanted to talk to you about that. Could you only practice your trumpet during certain times of the day, or maybe post your practice schedule in the courtyard?
Oh, you're not to worry, my friend. I'm done with the trumpet for the day, maybe for the week. I'm about to pick up my mizmar, which is a kind of double-reeded oboe-esque thing. Truth is, I barely know how to play this thing, but I'm getting there. Hey, man, I love that ringtone. Bleat, bleat.
So, Bernard, Amanda's trying to
sleep. Oh, you're not to worry, my friend. I will bring down the volume. That is not a problem.
Okay. Thanks, Bernard. Well, I tried.
Jules! Jules, come on, open up!
Jessica, what are you doing?
Oh, thank God you're here. Here, take these keys. No, not those ones. These ones. And you'll be here all day, right?
Well, I...
Good. So sometime between 2 and 4, or maybe 1, give the keys to a girl. But I've got to go. Bye.
Wait, Jessica, any girl?
No, my daughter. Bye.
She has a daughter? Jesus, who keeps texting me?
Hello, this is Alex from Global Worldwide Trucking. Just letting you know I dropped off your delivery. Have a great day.
I had no idea what the delivery was for. Bernard kept playing this oboe thing, and I didn't know Jessica had a daughter. How am I supposed to manage the complex when no one tells me anything?
Sounds like a really chaotic environment you're living in.
Oh, I haven't even told you about Ramon, the genius startup boy. He paid almost a year's worth of rent in advance. He's crazy smart and really friendly, but super unpredictable. I think he works like 90 hours a week, but some weeks he hangs around the complex as if he's jobless. He goes through waves of having people over, and then that eventually stops, and he quits picking up his mail, and I think he's moved away, but then all of a sudden he pops up again.
Oh, Jules! I'm glad I found you. Did the hay bales get delivered?
Wait, is that what got delivered earlier?
Yeah, I was gonna have a petting zoo for a garden party, but...
In my garden?
Well, it's a community garden for the complex, right? I mean, either way, well, change of plans. They're swinging by to pick up the hay, but I gotta get back to the office. Thanks for understanding.
Sure enough, there was a wall of hay in the courtyard. I can't believe they delivered it without me noticing. Anyway, they came back and picked it all up, but there's still hay all over the place. Half of my life is just cleaning up their messes.
So, it's interesting. A lot of what you're saying sounds like what I wrote about in my book, Focus Forward. There's a lot of chaos that comes with the diagnosis of adult ADHD.
Wait, adult? I thought ADHD was a kid thing.
Oh no, we've known since 1992 that it's not just a kid thing. And when you think about it, it makes sense. ADHD is a genetic condition. It's passed down, just like hair color or height. It's very inheritable. I can't diagnose people third party, but what you're describing sounds like the chaotic stress that comes with adult ADHD. It would be really weird, not to mention a statistical anomaly, if all your tenants had some form of ADHD.
Well, but everyone at the complex is different than everyone else at the complex. None of them are even close to the same kind of person.
Yeah, well, ADHD looks really different for different people. There are 18 criteria on the checklist for diagnoses, and how those 18 things look for different people creates a million different combinations. Also, a lot of people with ADHD make it to adulthood without ever having been diagnosed. People just think they're quirky. Maybe they're really intense all the time, or they can't stop talking. For instance, you get people who grow up in military households with such rigid structure that their ADHD doesn't show up until after they've left home, at which point they have no idea how to run their lives. These people can develop secondary issues, like obsessive-compulsive disorder.
Oh, that sounds like Mr. Crispy.
Mr. Crispy? That's a funny name. Another tenant at the complex?
Yeah, that's not his real name, but he's always wearing one of those paper Krispy Kreme hats.
Like, all the time?
Yeah, like, all the time.
So, does he work at Krispy Kreme?
Well, it's complicated. The guy is really complicated. I'm pretty sure he works there, but he definitely has more money than he'd ever get from working at Krispy Kreme. I mean, that's none of my business. He always pays his rent on time, and actually, he's the most organized guy in the complex.
God, tell me more about him.
Oh, you should see his apartment. There's sticky notes everywhere. No art or anything on the walls. Just a bunch of random to-do lists. And he has white noise machines in every room with buzzers and alarms going off all the time as reminders. Plus, everything is at right angles to everything else. It almost looks like a military barracks. And actually, he might be an army brat. He is from Killeen.
Well, it's really interesting. You're describing so many quirks that come with ADHD. If all your tenants at the complex really have it, you would absolutely be stressed out. The good thing is, I can help you with that.
Really? I can't even imagine this whole thing being able to resolve itself.
Okay, first of all, if it's ADHD, it never resolves itself. But you can learn how to handle it. The first thing is to calm yourself and not personalize what's going on with them.
But how the hell am I supposed to do that? They're people, so I personalize them. Also, I like every single one of them, or I wouldn't have rented them apartments.
Yeah, I get it. It's hard to take a step back, but it's not impossible. To begin with, I can help you understand what's going on. I will say that just because these people live in chaos doesn't mean they're broken. In fact, there's a lot of great things that come with ADHD. Lots of people with ADHD own their own businesses. Lots of them are really creative, especially when prompted to find solutions to their own challenges. They like stimulation, anything that's new and interesting. You might have attracted those kind of people to the complex because there's a lot to do there and it's on the cutting edge. People with ADHD love cutting edge stuff.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Do you have any time next week to talk? Because believe me, I have more stories. Hey everyone. Next week, an episode called Afterthoughts will be released where James and I talk about all the ADHD moments he spotted in this episode. He'll be giving all kinds of tips and tricks to help those with and around ADHD, so be sure to tune in. You can find the Afterthoughts, as well as the coming episodes of The Complex, on iTunes, Google Play, or at jamesochoa.com.
The Complex is produced by Jules Ochoa and co-written by Jules Ochoa and Robin Chachanoff. The executive producer and local ADHD professional is James Ochoa, LPC.
The voice actors for this episode were James Ochoa as himself, Jules Ochoa as Jules, Tom Doyle as Bernard, Marina Deo Pedraza as Amanda, Noel Gowlin as Genius Boy, and Jenny Larson as Jessica.